This is Mark Stowers with Increase My Small Business. Sorry I've been away for a while. I've been pretty sick with the flu and cold and all that other stuff, but I'm back and I want to start up. I've been doing a little research on multiple streams of income and thought I'd share with you a little bit of the homework that I've found, a little bit of some of the answers that I've come up with. You know, one of the things that's very interesting, I found an article that talks about having five business cards in your wallet, you know, five of your own business cards. Isn't that an interesting thought? Well, you know, I was thinking about that while I was laying in bed trying to get rid of this flu, I guess you'd call it, and I was thinking about how many business cards I actually have, and I think I've got about seven, which means that I'm probably way over. I'm probably not as focused as I should be. I should be much more careful. I should be much more deliberate. But I got thinking about it, and I wanted to come up with an idea of what those five business cards should look like in your pocket. And so one of them is going to be a full-time job, probably, or a full-time business that you have, in which you have, you know, employees working for you. The next one is a business that supplements your income. I have a lot of friends that have a small, what they do is they, you know, they're public union employees or teachers or something like that, but they have an MLM or a real estate business or something else going on in the background trying to create that residual income. And so that's maybe the second job you have. Then the next one is something that you're cultivating. That's you're starting up and, you know, it's starting to take off, or maybe it's starting to move. You're maybe starting to make a little bit of money at it. But you're preparing yourself in case that job, well, I think as of today, this is September 2012, I think there's 43 million people or something like that unemployed. And so you've got probably two or three of those businesses that you're kind of building and developing. So you want to have one that is a business that you are cultivating to see if it's right for you. You know what I mean? It's really in a startup phase. You're seeing if you're comfortable with it. You know, what's the cost involved with it? Those types of things. The next one you have is an income that you're building for retirement. You know, it's something that, again, is smaller. Maybe generates, you know, a couple hundred dollars or a couple thousand dollars a month, but you're enjoying it. I teach spinning classes. It's an exercise in stationary bikes. I really enjoy it, and it's surprising. Just because I like to do it, I do a lot of subbing, and so I end up subbing four or five times a week. But at the end of the month, I've got over almost $1,000 in my income just because I like doing it. It gets me off and exercising, and it's a simple process for me. I have a special account for it in which I save, and that builds up. And then when it gets to a point, my wife and I decide what we're going to do with it. And then, you know, maybe there's a part-time job that you have. Maybe there's something that you enjoy. I have a friend of mine who works a couple of full-time jobs, but one of the things that he really enjoys is guns. And because of that, well, this is America, and you know how that is. One of the things that he did was he had a weekend off. He's divorced, single. He's about 55, fairly smart, enjoys a lot of stuff, very outdoors-ish. So he got a job as a clerk at a gunsmith store. And so he helps during the weekends prepare guns, fix guns, and sells guns. For him, that's enjoyable. I have another friend of mine, and she enjoys jewelry, and she just happens to work for a large box retailer on the weekends and sells jewelry. She gets a 30 or 40% discount on that jewelry, and she's pretty happy about it. So it's one of those things. She works hard, got a couple other jobs, but she's single, and she is always looking for something to do. She gets bored very easily. You know, and those are some of the things that I think I'd share with you is, you know, you got a full-time job, you got a job that maybe supplementing your income, you have a job that you're kind of looking at or a business that you're looking at that you're seeing if you're going to enjoy, you know, maybe you're going to become an exercise person or whatever the case may be. You have some income, you have a job that you're doing that you really enjoy, and it's generating a little bit of income for you, kind of, you know, the slush fund type of thing for you, you know, the Christmas savings thing. You know, it's not taking a lot of effort out of you, and you enjoy it, and it's not hurting you. And then, you know, you have a business out there that you maybe enjoy quite a bit, a hobby, and you add that into it. So those are some simple incomes that you can generate That's five of them, and it's not doesn't seem to me too hard. I mean, you know, you're talking about time commitments. That's the biggest issue. Unless you've got a job or a business where you're working 80 or 90 hours a week, you certainly can't do all of this. But if you've got a 40 or less hour a week job, you can certainly do these things and enjoy yourself. Anyway, this is a thought, multiple streams of income and how I would have five business cards and what they would be. Anyway, this is Mark Stowers. See you on, this is Mark Stowers, and thank you for listening to me on Increase My Small Business. Hey, join me on increasemysmallbusiness.com, on Facebook at Increase My Small Business, on LinkedIn and Twitter at Mark Stower. See, I still got that cold. I can't talk as good as I usually do. See you later.